Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about the fullness of time and the time that God has given us, the time that He wants us to use wisely, to use well. And so each day we're talking and praying about what it's time for from God's perspective and how to use that time in a way that lifts up Jesus and honors Him. And today we're going to focus in on time to be generous. And 2 Corinthians 8 verse 14 says, "At the present time your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn their plenty will supply what you need." I think sometimes we get on this topic of generosity and it's really easy to tune out the whole subject. We rarely define ourselves as having plenty, as being rich, as having an abundance. We tend to evaluate that in comparison to those who have more, rather than in comparison to those who have less. And God comes along and talks about time to be generous in the way that we share whatever it is that we have plenty of. And in return, our generosity is met with others sharing in the areas that we have need. And instead of dividing up sides like we like to do, we're a very divisive culture. You're either this or that. And God says sometimes you're both. Now there is a line. He makes it clear that you're saved or you're lost. There isn't an in between. But when it comes to a lot of these areas that we like to separate by, He says it's time to examine where you really stand. And when it comes to generosity, He says there are areas in life where you have plenty. And even those that have needs have areas in life that they have plenty. And when we work together, when we live as the body of Christ, we discover that our plenty helps meet the needs of others just as their plenty helps meet our needs. In the book of Acts, you find a story of a man called Barnabas who saw the needs of the people around him and had a piece of property that he decided was plenty. And he sold it and brought the proceeds of that sale to the apostles to use for those who had need. It was a grand and noble task, evidently envied by at least one couple, Ananias and Sapphira. They enter the picture and they appear to have liked the recognition or the accolades or something that Barnabas had achieved, because they decided that they too would sell a piece of property. And they would give some of the proceeds from that sale to the apostles to use to help those in need. Sounds legitimate, sounds like a noble task as well. The difficulty, as the story unfolds, is they represented it as if they were doing the same thing, as Barnabas did, that they were giving the entire proceeds. And when confronted, they confirmed that, yes, indeed, this was the sale price, this is what they were giving, even though it was a lie. And God's word makes it clear they were not required to give it all. The thing that brought about God, the consequences of death for them, was lying to God and to God's Spirit, misrepresenting their generosity. But the early church cared about one another to the extent that they would put this principle into practice that Paul wrote to the Corinthians about. And the plenty would help needs, and even those with need would help in the way that they had plenty. We think of our culture, and there are people who seem to have, we don't ever like to say it's us, but in reality, in most Americans, not all, I'm not using a big paintbrush here, when it comes to money, most Americans have plenty. Though it doesn't always seem that way, we dig ourselves into some pretty big holes with debt and with things that we just have to have that are nice, but they're not necessary. And we use up pretty much everything that we have. And oftentimes, we use most of it on ourselves. But there are also those who live in this country and those around the world, even more so, who don't have plenty of money. They have great need when it comes to finances, but they may have plenty of talent. They may have plenty of time. They may have plenty of something that someone else has need of. And in a monetary culture, we tend to value possessions over people. And we lose sight of how those who appear to have need also have a way to help others. You see, God's desire when he sets out this principle is that everyone recognizes that everyone has value. And helping someone doesn't mean that they have diminished value or less value, because they have ways that they can also help. It's why God desires that his body has a full involvement from all parts of it. Not identical involvement, but appropriate involvement. It's like our physical body. I want every part involved doing what it was designed to do. I don't want my toes to go around tasting things. That's the job of the mouth. And when we consider the things that we view important, I enjoy eating. I enjoy that my tongue has taste buds on it. And so sometimes I might tend to value that part of the body more than my toes. Well, until I run into the corner of the bed or something and my toe demands value. But I'm in trouble without either of them. Life gets incredibly more difficult because they both have value. They're both important. They both have something to offer. They both have something they need. And when God says it's time to be generous, he's not looking at one segment of the audience, he's talking to every one of us. And sometimes it's a matter of being deliberate. Sometimes all we have is a little. And the needs that we're faced with, the needs of others, seem so great. But if we were to take that little and simply set it aside every week, it doesn't take all that long before we have something to help in meaningful ways. We think about the Starbucks craze and the fast food craze and how much we give to those places. And I know that's not everybody. But if we would take $10 a week and just set it aside, secure, at the end of the year, we've got just over $500 to help somebody in need. And we can multiply or divide that number based on what we're able to do. Maybe we can only set aside $5 a week. Maybe we can set aside $20. But the principle isn't about creating a class of givers and a class of takers. It's about the body being the body. It's about recognizing it's time to be generous. And when we evaluate exactly what it is God has given us, it helps us to know where we have need so that someone else can be generous. But it also helps us to know where we have plenty, so that we too can be generous. Today, I would encourage you to spend time with God. Ask Him to help you identify what in your life exists in plenty. Think beyond money. Don't dismiss money. I mean, maybe that is what you have plenty of. But also think beyond that. What is it that God would say, you have plenty, be generous? And also spend time examining what your real needs are. And ask God to help you have those needs met through the generosity of one another. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has poured out your Spirit into our life in such a way that we overflow with plenty even when we don't recognize it. So God, today as we consider the plenty that is in our life, help us to be mindful of what that is. In Christ, we have plenty of forgiveness, plenty of grace, plenty of those intangible things that are produced by your Spirit. Help us to be generous with those. Even in our times of need, may we recognize the plenty that we have because of you, and so that we would be generous. And Father, when our plenty goes beyond those intangible things into the tangible things of life, may we continue to live with that spirit, that attitude, that commitment to generosity. Help us to share. Help us to recognize the needs that exist in our own life, the needs that exist in the life of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Father, may we continually grow in that recognition of the value each person has. May we know what it looks like to help others, but may we also be very careful that we're not taking advantage of the generosity of others by creating need that is of our own doing. Father, help us to be overflowing with generosity when it comes to the things that your Spirit grows within us. I think of those parts of the fruit of the Spirit that your Word talks about, the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, things that ought to be plenty in our life because your Spirit produces them. And when we find those things lacking, may we draw closer and tighter into your Spirit as we spend time in your Word and in conversation with you. And Father, even in the financial areas of our life, may we be more deliberate about recognizing the plenty that we do have. That even in our apparent scarcity, may you show us ways to be more generous. And Father, in our times of need, may we be gracious. Again, not overinflating our need or taking advantage of anyone, but may we be gracious in the way that we accept and share the generosity that's extended. Father, as we consider that early church, a church described as not having a needy person among them because those who had plenty shared with those in need, and those in need found the plenty that they had and shared it as well. So God, help us to live as a body, a healthy, functioning body that produces great fruit for your kingdom. And may our generosity continually be based in the gift of Jesus, your generosity towards us in giving your Son, so that we can be forgiven, that our sin can be paid for, that we can live eternally. And so, God, may our generosity towards others always include the message of Jesus. May we lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.